Mira and Harper Audio present The Missing Witness, a Quinn and Costa novel by Allison Brennan. Performed by Suzanne T. Fortin. To Kevin Dahlgren, with admiration for your great work and sincere thanks for your help in making this story as authentic as possible. February. 8 months ago. 1. My parking garage off Fifth was nearly a mile from where I worked at City Hall. I could have paid twice as much to park two blocks from my building and avoid the rows of homeless people, the worn tents, the used needles, the stinking garbage. The aura of hopelessness and distrust that filled a corner park and bled down the streets. I was listening to my favorite podcast, L.A. with A and I. Amy and Ian started the podcast 2 years ago to talk about computer gaming, technology, entertainment, and Los Angeles. It had blossomed into a quasi-news show, and they live-streamed every morning at 7. They'd riff on tech and local news, as if sitting down with friends over coffee. Like me, they were nerds, born and bred in the City of Angels. I'd never met Amy or Ian in real life, but felt like I'd known them forever. We'd chatted over Discord, teamed up to play League of Legends, and I often sent them interesting clips about gaming or tech that they talked about on their podcast, crediting my gaming handle. Twice we'd tried to set up coffee dates, but I always chickened out. I didn't know why. Maybe because I thought they wouldn't like me if they met me. Maybe because I was socially awkward. Maybe because I didn't like people knowing too much about my life. Today, while I drove to work, they discussed the disaster that was City Hall. All the digital files had been wiped out. The news story lasted for about 5 minutes, but it would be my life for the next month or more as my division rebuilt the data from backups and archives. It was a mess. They laughed over it. I tried to. But I was beginning to suspect the error was on purpose, not by mistake. Now they were talking about a sweatshop that had been shut down last week. "We don't know much," Amy said. "You'd think after 8 days there'd be some big press conference, or at least a front-page story. The only thing we found was 2 news clips, less than 90 seconds each, and an article on L.A. Crime Beat." "David Chen," Ian said. "A Chinese-American who allegedly trafficked hundreds of women and children to run his factory in Chinatown, was arraigned on Monday, but according to Crime Beat, the FBI is also investigating the crime. And get this, the guy is already out on bail." "It's fucked," Amy said. "Look, I'm all for bail reform. I don't think some guy with weed in his pocket should have to pay thousands of bucks to stay out of jail while the justice system churns. But human trafficking is a serious crime. Literally not 2 miles from City Hall, over 300 people were forced to work at a sweatshop for no money. They had no freedom, lived in a hovel next door to the warehouse. Crime Beat reported that the workers used an underground tunnel to avoid being seen. Something I haven't read in the news except for one brief mention. And Chen allegedly killed one of the women as he fled from police. How did this guy get away with it? He kills someone and spends no more than a weekend behind bars?" According to Crime Beat, LAPD investigated the business for months before they raided the place, Ian said. "But Chen has been operating for years. How could something like this happen and no one said a word?" "I knew how. People didn't see things they didn't want to. Case in point, the homeless encampment I now walked by." I paused the podcast and popped my earbuds back into their charging case. "Hello, Johnny," I said to the heroin addict with stringy hair that might be blonde if washed. I knew he was 33, though he looked much older. His hair had fallen out in clumps, his teeth were rotted, and his face scarred from sores that came and went. He sat on a crusty sleeping bag, leaned against the stone wall of a DWP substation, his hollow eyes staring at nothing. As usual, he didn't acknowledge me. I knew his name because I had asked when he wasn't too far gone.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?